Now it's time for Aria's Judge's Choice. Was Aria with Ever Ever After from Enchanted, sung by Carrie Underwood?
Yes.
Yes.
Originally?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. That explains why it sounds so country.
Sweet little adorable Carrie Underwood. Isn't she just so sweet and cute? I forget who suggested
this. The video is cute, too.
Yeah, I think Jeffers suggested this, right?
Yes,
yeah,
this
Jeffers,
was my suggestion.
Jeffers. Yeah, he picked this off the bat, too.
We wanted upbeat Aria, so yeah. I was like, I love this song. I think she can rock it. So
I don't know the song, and I recently bought the soundtrack, so I can probably now listen to it. Is the first after that long?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's something odd that I've heard every now and then. Like some of the vocals were really soft or low at the beginning of phrases, like around 130-ish. Did anybody have that or? Because I had to raise my volume up, actually, and I had to keep recording back to hear what she said.
I think that's more like a mixing thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess compared to, the louder parts.
Like the crazy belting, yeah.
Well, no, because, it sounded, low, and then it just got louder, throughout the sentence.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go listen to that.
Yeah, I had to re-listen to that.
Yeah, because I caught that, twice. At around 2:46, I don't know if this is supposed to happen in the song too, but the harmony seemed to be shorter than the melody line. How are you an alto and hit those high notes?
She has perfect pitch.
Zell? Zell? Are you
Yes.
jealous? Are you jealous of Arya's alto-ness?
You mean alto
How's that
sopranoness?
alto? Yes, her
She did shout.
sopranoness. It's like,
Alina is Paul's
ah.
little alto right now, Jeffers.
It's not fair. Okay, and that's pretty much all the technical stuff. This seems like a really hard song to pull off, all the belting and everything. So kudos to you. Because I liked it overall, with the little harmonies that you added in. I think you added those harmonies in.
I mean,
Yeah.
there were like some in the original backtrack I sent her, but
But
you
I
can
think she
tell she
added a
did it
few more. Yeah,
herself. Yeah, and she
I
added
heard me
more.
some aria in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right. So Ambi?
Yeah, I really don't have a lot of notes on this. The good on the belting. I mean, that was the reason I supported this was it was like we got to give something Arya something like
Hard.
hard. So it's like n only crazy people could do this belting. So let's give that to Arya and see what happens.
Not that you're
Apparently
crazy.
you're singing, you're vocally crazy. Because very good job on the belting. I loved what you did with the background vocals. I thought they were nice. I was waiting for the "I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss" to come, and I was like, "Oh, please tell me she's gonna have it in there. Please come. I don't want her to cut it. Don't cut it. Yes, there it is. I think that one's so sweet and cute." My one thing was your classic training is showing, because the way you said your ever afters, the after was a bit more. Oh, how to describe
No,
it?
I caught it too. I caught
Sound
it in the last one
like
too.
it wasn't. Because Zelina said how this is country, and country's a little. I was expecting them to be a little bit more hillbilly. Not
Well,
hillbilly,
I
but.
wouldn't. I don't know if I would consider this country. I think it's pop listed, but
See,
like,
I don't
it
know.
has elements of
The Ever
country.
Afters,
I
it
don't know.
felt a little too
Pop rock country.
proper. Like, they didn't feel casual enough. They just felt strict. The way that she said, because it was like, ever, ever after. And, like, the tur on the
I caught it
after.
the last one.
Was
I caught it in the last
really,
one.
really round. And I think it should have been a little, just a little bit brighter.
After.
Yeah.
After.
Ever, ever after. Like, smile. It's, that was what it was, is it didn't seem like she was happy when she was saying it. And it's so happy. You're getting happily ever after. Woo! Joy!
Yay.
And it just didn't feel like that. It felt kind of like a little too stick up the butt.
Carlotta.
But only the
Little
tur
Carlotta.
of after had the stick up the butt. Everything else was happy. It was just the tur had a stick. That was it.
That sounded wrong to me for some
I
reason.
know,
It's
but
kind
wow,
of
it's so
I
interesting.
The first time you said it, I heard turd, not tur, so
heard tur too, so I heard tur on the stick. I'm like, what?
don't know. This is my apology to you, Arya. I don't know how your critique got to this point, but yeah. Wow. Okay, Jeffers, go before I just make it worse.
She needs to sing more black woman-y. She had a piece of turd.
It's hard to critique Arya in words. I don't know. Words are hard.
Arya, I love this song, and I thought you really, really did well on this. My biggest note was belting Arya. Yes, I was very, very impressed with your belting. And I liked the very good build you had going on, like from the first verse to the chorus, and especially the second half. You really upped the energy like the original did. Harmonies were good as usual, good background vocals, and I like that little subtle effect you had on there. And your long held out notes were really, really, really nice. And those are some long notes. So, and I also like the high liberty you threw in at 251, because I know the original goes lower and even higher, but that was a nice touch. So good job, Aria. I really like this.
Yay.
That means we're done now with the judge's choice.
Now it's on to free choice.
Yeah, so now we've heard what you sound like when we pick the songs for you. Let's see if you do any better or any worse than when we let you pick on your own. Ooh.
And with that being said, it's time for free choice. So, Russ, let us hear your song.
Santa Maria, you know I am a righteous man. Of my virtue I am justly proud. Beata Maria, you know I'm so much purer than the common, vulgar, weak, licentious crowd. Then tell me, Maria, why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes still scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is blazing in me out of all control. Like fire, hellfire, this fire in my skin, this burning desire is turning me to sin. It's not my fault, I'm not to blame. It is the gypsy girl for which you sent this flame. It's not my fault, if in God's plan he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Protect me, Maria, don't let this siren cast her spell. Don't let her fire sear my flesh and bone. Destroy Esmeralda, and let her taste the fires of hell, or else let her be mine and mine alone.
Minister Frollo, the gypsy has escaped.
What?
She's nowhere in the cathedral. She's gone.
But how? Never mind. Get out, idiots. I'll find her. I'll find her if I have to burn down half of Paris.
Hellfire, dark fire. Now, gypsy, it's your turn. Choose me or your pyre. Be mine or you will burn. God have mercy on her. God have mercy on me. But she will be mine or she.
Russ sings Hellfire. It was bound to happen eventually. We all know this is like Russ's like go-to Disney song for epicness. Because we have heard this before, Russ. You did this on Perform It. So that was a risk.
Disney Week.
Knowing that we all have heard you sing this song before. So you had, even though you haven't sung on this show before, you had to do it better still because we've heard it.
We know it.
And we know you want it. You don't?
I don't remember it.
I remember because there were some things that I noticed that were a little bit different from it that I thought when you did it for Perform It, I was like, oh, I wish you would do this with it. And I heard them here, which made me really happy. There was a couple of really nice moments where you said like just like a word or two, but like the way that you said them was that juiciness that I love with villain songs. When you said the sun caught in her raven hair, when you said the word sun, it was like the sun caught like this, like, look at that sun. It's so beautiful in her hair. Like, I just got that emotion from it. And then when you said or else with or else let her be mine and mine.
Or else let her be mine and
yeah,
mine.
Like, that or else was like that. It was really an or else moment. Like, you could hear that kind of, yeah.
Do this or die.
Exactly, exactly. And it's those little hints of stuff that really adds something extra that I love. There was a lot of level issues on this, though. Like, we had some level issues on your first song tonight, but this was like, whoa, you were in my face. right up in my face. And it made me sad because there were some times when you were getting so intense and I was like, this is so good. And then you would start topping on me and I had to turn my volume down and I had to turn down the volume of the awesomeness. I was like, no, I want to be turning up the volume of the awesomeness, not turning down the volume of the awesomeness. Dan, and this is something you did on, I think you did on Performa 2 and you did it here, and it doesn't sound right to me because you were a little early on the She Will Burn at the very end, like literally like a beat early, and it just kind of made me go, it's a little early. And the last burn, was it just made it sound funny? Like the way he was forming the word.
The word.
Very end?
I had this note. Last I had this word. Yeah. I had this note. The so problem is that I think his mouth was too closed.
Yeah, his mouth was too closed. It just sounded...
His mouth was too closed.
Yeah, it just didn't sound like burn. It sounded more like, I don't know, born or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It didn't sound like
the word burn. Because it finished right. It finished right, but it didn't start right.
Yeah, yeah. So. But the part where you were holding was the part... Like, I was like, maybe he's holding, like, the R instead of the U. But I was like... Playing with it in my head, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But now that you mentioned that makes more sense to me that his mouth wasn't open all the way. But other than that, I thought this was good. I was happy that it was an improvement. Like, even just, like, little things here and there, like I said before, it's an improvement from what I've heard of you on the song in the past. So that's a good thing. So good job, Russ. You've really made me happy tonight, Russ. I gotta say. You made me really happy tonight. Yay.
Yes.
Yes, he is. I had a moment there. I was like, wait, which one of them comes after me? Oh, Jeffers.
Oh, Hellfire. It's like the one song like I'm getting more and more familiar with by listening to these VH shows and stuff. Because as we know, this was a song that scared me as a child when it first came out in theaters. But
I adored this song.
Well, you were like, I don't know, 3-4 years older than me. But
Jeffers is a baby.
Aww.
Oh, the cute Russ.
Jakes.
I thought overall you did very well on this song, Russ. Personally, for me, the first verse parts here and there sounded like you were a bit ahead of the backtrack. And here and there, it sounded like at the end of certain words, it would go a little sharp when you held out your vibrato a bit. Something about the Destroy Esmeralda, Taste the Fire of Hell part sounded a little off, but I'm not sure what it was. I don't know. But overall, it was good. I liked it. Good job, Russ. You're doing good tonight.
Tony J's boss.
What?
Tony J was Frollo.
Okay.
You
said Tony. Actor. You said Tony J is boss. I thought you said Tony J's boss, as in Tony J works for Russ.
Oh no.
Rest wow, Russ, you have the connections.
From the grave, apparently. To note, done before MPI, risky. Let's see. I liked how you cut for the intro for the song. I have to agree with Jeffers. There was slightly timing. I didn't exactly put where. Some of them did sound ahead, now that he mentioned it. After the speaking exchange, the vocals got really deep in bass. It just something that totally took me by surprise. And again,
Oh, I was wondering, is it a different character singing that part? I don't remember.
No, it's all the same character. There's only two characters in the speaking, but the song is basically him in a chorus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I have that noted down, but I thought it was supposed to be, but
no,
I guess
when
not.
He's speaking, it's him and like a guard, and then after the guard leaves,
he probably goes back to singing. It's like this guy interrupted my singing.
Yeah.
You interrupted my song.
You're the first one to go because you interrupted my moment. Death to the guard.
I'm sorry, Russ.
I'm sorry. But yeah, my last note pretty much is the last burn. But overall, it was an improvement from your performance entry. And I like the contrast of evil Frollo gonna kill or choose this or die and welcome to the house, the castle of Lumiere.
Yeah, that was a nice,
yeah.
was a very nice contrast.
What we gave you and what you picked, that was really good because it let us hear two different sides of you tonight to go into our decision for next week for the finale. So that was a smart choice.
Contrasting with judges and free choice is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And that's all I have. So good job.
Yay. Done.
Next free choice is Princess Clary.
Can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a gypsy's prayer. Yes, I know I'm just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast? God help the outcasts, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, we look to you still. God help the outcasts when nobody will.
My national wealth, my national fame, my national glory to shine on my name.
I ask for love
I can't possess.
I please help my people, the poor and downtrod. I thought we all were the children of God. God help the outcasts, children of God.
Okay, so last song was Russ in Hunchback, right? And he was singing about hellfire and she must be scorned, taste the fire of hell. Well, Princess Clary is coming up next and she's like, psh, God help the outcast, forget you and your hellfire-ness.
Yes.
Please help my people.
AKA, so. We just had a Frollo song back to back with an Esmeralda song, if you don't speak Jeffers.
Okay, so.
Or Disney, if you don't speak Disney.
It sounded a lot better in my head, okay? Anyway, I thought this was a very smart choice, Clary, picking this song, because it was so opposite from your past Judge's Choice song, so it was a good opportunity to show off your versatility, singing a power belty song and a more subtle and emotional song, so that was good. There was one part in the chorus that was in the backtrack where I thought, oh my gosh, that sounds like Russ. Like, the
what?
Line is, it's like, what? I ask for wealth, that first guy who comes in. I swear it was Russ.
Wealth.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a horrible Russ / background check impression.
But I thought overall, this was very nice, Clary. I thought your first verse had really nice emotion, and I like how you varied up with the breathiness you applied on certain phrases. Let's see. I thought you had good build throughout the song as the music picked up, and so did your vocals. There was one part right after the chorus break where the backtrack singers were singing, and when you came back in for like about two or lines or so, your voice sounded kind of throaty, or it sounded like a bit odd. I'm not sure how to phrase it, but when you got to the "Please help my people" line, it sounded right back beautiful and prettiness, and yeah. So overall, very nice job, Clary. Good job. This is a tough semifinals.
Yeah,
it is.
So far, this is really hard.
Movie version, not Bette Midler. Okay, I have so many conflicting thoughts about the backtrack, and they know this already.
You have no idea. We've been talking about the backtrack for like 5 minutes already before we even started recording.
Right.
We should be singing, talking about Clary, not the backtrack.
I know, it was just like melody line and the chords and all that. Vocally, this was great. I loved it. Yeah, most of my notes are about the backtrack, actually. But vocally, it was good. The chorus singers, did Jeff first mention the loud chorus singers on the second part of the chorus?
No, he did not.
No? Off the record.
Oh, okay, that was off the record.
That was before when we were talking.
Because they did get pretty loud, and there's like, ah! So yeah, I just ignore the rest of my backtrack line notes. Ambi?
For me, this was very pretty, Clary, and I do agree with Jeffers. I like that you went with something completely different than what we gave you to show versatility. I love that word, versatility. I will admit the intro had me, I was like, what is this song at first, and why is there an 80s synthesizer in it? What's going on? And then all of a sudden you start, like, there was this big, long intro to nowhere, and then all of a sudden, I was like,
really,
I don't know where you, I was like, whoa, it's God Save the Outcasts? What? Or God Help the Outcasts?
I think if she cut some of that intro, I think it would have worked.
Because it was really it was leading, taking me for a loop, because it was taking me to, like, another song, and then all of a sudden you start singing with, like, no actual God Help the Outcast intro whatsoever.
Really?
Like, that was just a weird thing for me. Nothing against you. It was just really weird.
I thought it sounded like the original. I don't know. I don't know this movie good enough.
Girl, you are Esmeralda. I thought you were really, really good on this. I applaud you a lot for this, like, applaud. I don't know if you can actually hear me clapping near the microphone. For when you came back in after the chorus, you came in with, like, power and and because so many people, when I hear this song, they come in so weak there. It's like, and you came in, you were like, I'm not asking, I'm telling you, you're helping my outcast, bitch. Like, ooh, Clary's taking names. And
mental picture of Russ and Clary dishing it out on the back street.
Dueling it out.
In
Paris. Like, you came in like a powerhouse, and I liked that, because a lot of people, like, that's what it's, especially with the build in the vocals from the chorus into that. If you were to come in weak, it's just kind of like, you're building and you get nothing. And it's like, wah, 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 wah. But no, it was powerful, and I really liked that. And again, it's those little things in a song that make songs for me, because that made this song for me. Like, you had me at Bitch, Please. Even though those aren't the lyrics, you had me at I Ask for Nothing.
Oh gosh, these critiques tonight.
It's insanity. But yeah, good job. Done.